The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Owen Sheehan with me now from Off the Ball Terrace to look ahead to the weekend sporting action. And a big weekend in the football championship.
Yeah, every single county that plays inter-county football is playing this weekend.
Why did you say that plays
it's
there,
quite Owen? A pointed remark to any Kilkenny person, I think. 32 teams in action. London making up the numbers, of course. Generous of London to take part. So
yeah, to save our blushes.
Yeah, exactly. So 16 teams in the Sam Maguire.
We just convinced them to wear black and amber. We'd be laughing.
And 16 teams in the Tailteann Cup out this weekend. So you kind of have to be selective about what games you look at, what games you're going to watch this weekend. In Sam Maguire, you're probably looking at Dublin versus Armagh on Sunday at 4 o'clock as the pick of the fixtures. They haven't met in championship football for 15 years. So it's
Wait, a long time.
Yeah, they've only met twice since the famous one-point win for Armagh in 2002 when Ray Cosgrove...
so much of that time, Dublin were taking the shortest route straight to the final.
And Armagh weren't very good for a lot of that time. Yeah. And but to be fair, it is a bit of a fluke that they haven't met in the last 5 years, say, since Armagh have got good again. So a novel pairing in that sense. And it's going to be really interesting to see how their styles match up. There's going to be no Conor Callaghan, if we believe the team sheet, which is a bit of a shame. I think we'd love to see him against the Armagh defence to see how he gets on. But Paddy Small is said to be back in the Dublin squad. So that's 4 o'clock Sunday. Tyrone Mayo has a lot riding on it tomorrow evening. Tyrone, obviously, with that big win in Donegal last week. Mayo with a lot of off-the-field issues. Kevin McStay has taken a step back. How are they going to deal with it? Their season is on the line to an extent because they were beaten by Cavan in their first game. Speaking of Cavan, they were at home to Donegal on Sunday. And Donegal beaten last week, now need to go to Breffni Park and get something in Cavan, and I would expect them to do that, but it's not going to be an easy out.
Well, suddenly the pressure
whatsoever.
Is on
massive
Jim McGuinness,
pressure.
You know?
And speaking of pressure, Galway go to Celtic Park to play Derry at the same time, 2 o'clock on Sunday. They need to win. Derry were beaten by Armagh last week, but had this brilliant comeback that didn't go all the way, but it had a brilliant final quarter in that game against Armagh. So all of a sudden, Galway on the road, Donegal on the road, needing to get results. And Kerry go to Cork as well. That game, the last time they played a few weeks ago, was an absolute cracker in the Munster Championship. But
yes, that final, that goal in the extra time.
Yeah, exactly. It was extraordinary. And I think Kerry probably have bad memories of Páirc Uí Chaoimh at this stage, certainly in the rain. It might be dry tomorrow. And the real tone out there is that Kerry have probably learned their lesson from the Munster Championship. So that's
all
what
right.
people are saying.
Huge amount happening. Elsewhere, Champions League final this weekend.
Yeah, I'm excited for this.
Paris Saint-Germain. It's passed me by now a little bit.
And I can imagine it's passed by a lot of people because you don't have a Premier League team in it. And to be fair, Premier League team, La Liga teams or Bayern Munich have won all the Champions Leagues for the last 15 years. You got to go back to Inter Milan in 2010 for somebody else to have won it. And they are one of the teams this weekend in this final in Munich. They're playing Paris Saint-Germain. Paris Saint-Germain are a brilliant side. I know they're owned by the Qatari state. There's not a lot to love about their owners, but there is a lot to love about their
footballers. This is how it works. This is how sports washing works.
Really.
You know what I mean? You're doing it. You're doing the job for them.
I will happily wash the reputation of Paris Saint-Germain here, which I'm sure...
Give me all your petrodollars.
They have a collection of young footballers who have just been wonderful to watch.
Yeah, I have to confess. I mean, there's a handful of players in that PSG team when I see the team sheet that I don't even recognize the names, some of them.
The most famous player for PSG right now is probably Ousmane Dembele, who's had an up and down career, but the real genius of Luis Enrique this season, who's PSG's manager, is the soft skills that he's used with Ousmane Dembele to get him. He dropped him for a game against Arsenal actually in the Champions League before Christmas, and then he reintegrated him into the squad, and he's just been brilliant in the second half of the season. They've got two French kids in Bradley Barcola and Désiré Doué who are sensational, and then the Georgian Kvaratskhelia, who is one of my favourite players in the world because he's got all the glitter that you need to attack a team with and all the highlight reels that you'll see on TikTok. But he also works bloody hard and he'll come back and support his left back as well on Saturday night. Just a brilliant footballer. So much to admire about Kvaratskhelia. But Inter Milan have caused chaos in this Champions League. They've knocked out Bayern Munich. They've knocked out Barcelona. The Barcelona semi-final, one of the greatest two legs of football we've ever seen. So quite often we end up talking ourselves into a Champions League final predicting a brilliant game.
Yeah.
It's going to be cagier than, say, Inter Milan versus Barcelona. But the novelty factor alone makes me excited about it.
But Inter, despite the brilliance of that game against Barca, I mean, they are, for people who maybe haven't been paying attention to them because they maybe only watch the big English clubs participating in Europe, They do fit the Italian mould, don't they?
They do.
And in terms of the way they play.
And certainly when you look at their formation, three at the back under Simone Inzaghi, brilliant wing-backs. Like Denzel Dumfries has been one of the players of the season for Inter Milan. And they've been outstanding all year long in the Champions League. They finished second to Napoli in Serie A. So maybe fans from Naples would say they're not even the best team in Italy, controversially, potentially. But they've been excellent. And look, they lost the Champions League final 2 years ago to Manchester City. I thought they were unlucky that night against Manchester City. So they're coming back for a second bite of the cherry.
And are you looking... Let's imagine for a moment PSG win it. And given the soft skills of that manager of Luis Enrique and the age profile of that team as well, I mean, you're looking at a team who could be... who would have their eye on several Champions Leagues, would they?
Potentially, it depends.
Now, I know they're hard things to win, but...
Yeah, and also big clubs are probably going to start sniffing around some of their players if they're winning Champions Leagues, for example, because Ligue 1 and what you can actually achieve on a domestic level kind of wears thin after a while.
Yeah, does it? Despite the size and scale of PSG as a club, and despite all the money, on some level you think the players think, you know what, it's more prestigious for my CV to say I've won a La Liga or a Premier League or even a Bundesliga.
Week in, week out, yeah. And I know Kylian Mbappe kept trying to get over the line with the Champions League. This is just a theory of mine, but I reckon if they had won, say, the Champions League final, when they got to the Champions League final a few years ago under Tuchel, I suspect that...
He might have left it earlier.
He might have scratched the itch. Maybe not, though. Maybe if they won one, maybe it would have been like, we can actually have a very fulfilling career here in Paris. But I just think the week in, week out nature of Ligue 1 is just nothing near what you have in La Liga or in the Premier League.
Rugby then as well, we've got URC quarterfinals.
Yes, indeed. So Munster are away to Sharks tomorrow at 5:30. They've had the pleasure of naming an unchanged team. Obviously, the first half of this season, Munster were so hampered by injury. So every game they play now, you're not sure if it is going to be the last game for the likes of Conor Murray and Peter O'Mahony. They're both in the squad for this weekend, and Peter O'Mahony and the starting team obviously going to the Sharks. They went on this brilliant run 2 years ago away from home to win the URC. They'll be hoping for something similar to happen this year. Leinster, meanwhile, tomorrow, 3:00, they're home to the Scarlets. They were hit by the news this week that Henshaw and Furlong have suffered injuries and probably won't be available for the rest of the URC, but loads of depth in that squad, and they'll be heavy favourites.
Yeah, you kind of get the sense with this Munster team that they're... they compensate at times for maybe their lack of depth and their lack of ability with just emotional resolve. You know what I mean? They can big themselves up. We saw, say, in La Rochelle, for example, or something like that. But you can only do that so many times. And I just wonder whether having guaranteed their place in the Champions Cup next year in European competition, will there be a bit of a downer? I know you've got the Peter O'Mahony's and the Conor Murray, and that factor will feed into it. But on some level, will there be a collective... right, we did what we needed to do. Phew.
Potentially, that's one way of looking at it. Then you could also say, well, the pressure is off. And there was a fairly nervy second half against Benetton two Fridays ago when it looked like Benetton might actually really spoil the party and dump Munster out of the competition and dump them out of next year's European competition. So that was high stakes for Munster to get that job done in Cork a few weeks ago. And maybe as underdogs, and they're not massive underdogs. You look at the prices this weekend, they're slight underdogs. You give them a puncher's chance for sure. The problem, though, is that the following week, they'll play another South African team away from home unless Edinburgh upset the odds against the Bulls. So beating the Sharks, then the Bulls is probably a tall order. But if they do, the likelihood is that it's Leinster in Croke Park in the URC final. Although I say this every year, the potential of a Munster-Leinster final, and it never happens.
No, it doesn't. Anyway, maybe this year. This is the first time for everything. Owen, thank you very much. Owen Sheehan from Off the Ball.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.